Yes, his blood will make us whole. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott welcoming you once again to Glory United Ministries. We're so glad that you're with us, and I want the pastor to know that when special people come on the line, she'll hear me say amen to welcome them and alert her that we have some wonderful listeners with us. And a special listener we're looking for and waiting for someone to call in from the Windy City. This is WGUM, and this is a special pre-Easter service that the pastor has ordained. Now, it gives me great pleasure, ladies and gentlemen, to bring to you Pastor Patricia Ann Benneman to bring us the message for the hour. Pastor, your line is open.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I am so glad that Jesus lifted me. Glory, hallelujah, Jesus, he lifted me. I have a question for you tonight. I just want to ask the question. Did Christ die for the elect? Or did Christ die for all men? Some people think that Jesus went to the cross for the wealthy. Some think he went for the poor only. Some think he went because he had no other choice. Some think he went because it was ordained for him to go. But I'm asking you a question on tonight. What do you think? What do you believe? Do you believe that he died for you and me, just as we are, without one plea, but that his blood was shed for me, and that thou biddest me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come to thee. I want you to ask yourself a question. Was his dying in vain? Or was it for me to have life and have life more abundantly, to grasp hold of his death and be ever mindful? The writer said, for I shall ever lift mine eyes to Calvary to view the cross where Jesus died for me. How marvelous the grace that caught my falling soul. For he looked beyond my faults and he saw my needs. Are you grateful tonight? Are you grateful that he looked beyond our faults and saw our needs? Are you grateful that we would all be lost in sin had not Jesus bore the cross for our sins? Are you glad tonight that we have a risen Savior, that he's no longer on the cross? He left the cross and he went down into the grave of hell and he preached to those that was in captivity. Aren't you glad that he had you on his mind while Jesus was on the cross? You, even though you were not yet made flesh, you were on his mind. He knew that you were going to be made from spirit into flesh, and so therefore he knew that you was coming into a sinful world, but he wanted to give you an opportunity to choose ye this day whom you will serve. Are you going to let the cross of Jesus Christ be in vain? Are you going to accept the opportunity to say, Lord, I thank you, and I'll obey you, and I'll do it your way. I will surrender my all unto thee. I will bless thy holy name. For we thank God for Jesus, and we thank Jesus for the blood that streamed down from out of his veins. There is a fountain filled with blood, and it's drawn from Emmanuel's veins. And you know, at this fountain, sinners can plunge beneath the flood, and we all can lose our guilty stain, the stain of sin and death. Oh, my God, who would not want to recognize someone like this whose name is called Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God? Who would not want to reverence and welcome a friend like this? He said, no man can take my life, but I give myself away. I give my life. I lay it down for my friends. He called us his friends. And when we were friends, Christ died for us. And after he died and we accepted his dying and his resurrection, just don't leave him in the grave now. Come on, let's get him up. Because he got up. Oh, yes, he did. On that third day morning, whether it be Sunday, some argue that Easter's not on Sunday, he wasn't in the grave, but he said 3 days. That wasn't 3 days. I don't care what day you want him to rise, but I know he said after 3 days, I will rise again. And he's up. He has risen. And that's all I want to focus on, whether it was Monday in the United States or Tuesday in the United States or Wednesday in Africa. I don't care. The point that we should make and lay hold to is the fact that he said, I'm going, and I'll be in the grave for 3 days, but after the 3 days, I will rise again. And there's proof that he rose again, because why? He lives on the inside of me. I serve a risen Savior. I serve a Christ that is not on the cross. I serve a Christ that has been resurrected and has gone back to be with his Father. But, oh, my God, I call upon the Lord. And he lives on the inside of me. He is resurrected up in me. Thank you, sweet Jesus. I have touched the hem of his garment, and his blood have made me whole. Oh, it is Jesus. I'd like to welcome the listeners on tonight, and whenever you may hear this Easter sermon or Easter talk, whatever you want to say it is, but it is about Easter, our risen Savior. I wanted to do a pre-Easter for my listeners, particularly those that's in the Carolinas, like South Carolina. A lot of them are not able, because of obligations they have, some because of sicknesses, to get out to a church service. So therefore, I wanted to give them a pre-Easter service, because our Savior is risen. And we're recognizing that on tonight, that Jesus is alive. Last time I checked, he's alive and well. And I just want you to just enjoy Jesus, that we are recording live on this Wednesday night, the first day of April. We are recording live. Easter is Sunday. And if any of you have a prayer request that you would like for us to pray about, be in agreement with you, then you just push the number one and we will open up your line. Is that okay? We just thank God again for this time to be on the air with you once more. And again, and a special shout out to my greatest advocate, my sister Jackie. She sends out the text to all the people that she have numbers for that have a cell phone, and she lets them know that Pastor Patricia Benjamin will be on the air at 7:30 tonight. So I thank God for my sister at this moment. I just want you to know Easter, Christ. And I just look at that as being the death of our risen Savior. He has risen from the dead. And he is Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Come on, sing with me. He is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Let's sing it again. I feel the presence of God. For he is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. For every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Our Father and our God, Lord, we thank you once more and again that we're able to call upon your name without fear. God, we thank you right now for life, health, and strength. We thank you for being our way maker. We thank you for being our risen Savior. We thank you for being Lord of Lords, King of Kings, and Lord of Lords. We thank you for being our Father. We thank you. We thank you for being Jesus, the Son of God. We thank you, dear Father, for everything that thou hast bestowed upon us and that all that you're going to continue to do for us, for your children that love you, your children that recognize you, your children that call upon your name, for those of us that have been baptized and crucified through baptism, for we went down in death with you and got up with you. And oh God, we just want to say thank you right now. We want to say thank you for allowing us the privilege to be able to be crucified with you. Thank you, sweet Jesus, for everything. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this night. Thank you for this Easter once more and again. God, we thank you for being in the land of the living. For we don't know about tomorrow, but we can thank you for today. God, I ask that you would bless everyone under the sound of my feeble voice. Thank you, God. Keep them as the apple of your eye, those who need a blessing. Bless those in spite of what the enemy may be trying to do. Thank you, God, for tearing down every wall of partition. Thank you, God, for every stronghold. Pull it down in the mighty name of Jesus and grant your people peace and freedom. Right now we pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And let the church say amen. 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 We're moving right along. Well, I'd like to go to the scriptures right now. And I'd like to go to Isaiah, the 53rd chapter of Isaiah. And I'm going to read in your hearing. Whom have believed our report? And to whom is the arms of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He's not pretty. So if you're desiring of him for good looks, well, I hate to disappoint you, but the word of God says that there is no desire of beauty when you see him. He's not beautiful at all. I know Hollywood makes him pretty with very long hair and blue eyes and brown eyes, because every time you see him on a different setting, he looks different. So it's whatever the photographer wants him to look like, or whatever character, whoever it is they've selected to play the role Jesus on television, does not look, he's not beautiful, according to Isaiah's book, the 53rd chapter of Isaiah. He is despised and rejected. A man, let me see, I'm losing my place here. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And we, I'm reading from a smaller Bible here tonight, just bear with me. He was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and he was esteemed, and we esteemed him not. I tell you, that's just how ugly, if I could use the word ugly. That's just how ugly he looked when they saw him. They hid as if it was their own faces. Said, my God, he must look pretty bad any time that someone is that misfortune in the face that you want to hide from them that they look so bad. But let's just keep on reading. The enemy don't want me to see this here in my Bible, but the devil is a liar. Somebody say the devil is a liar, because we're moving along. Surely he have borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded. Somebody say he was wounded. Come on, let me hear you. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. Come on, that is enough right there to celebrate Jesus Christ. That is more than enough for us to celebrate this Jesus who died on Calvary's cross for us. No matter what he looked like, whether he be pretty, be ugly, however way, because I tell you what, even though the Bible lets us know, I believe in Revelation, it tells us there's no beauty to be desired, and his eyes are like flaming fire, and his hair is like lamb's wool, and his feet is like brass. But you know what? How beautiful are the feet of Jesus Christ that went to the cross for your sin. You ought to find that Jesus is beautiful because he lives within you and he's beautiful in you. Oh, my God, greater is he that is in me. So if he's in me, living out through me, there is much beauty going on. I'm not contradicting. I'm not going against what the scripture said. But you know what? You need to paint this Jesus beautiful because of all of the things that he's done for you, all of the things that he continues to do for you. Right now you have the blood yet running warm in your veins. You need to find him beautiful. Yes, yes, beautiful, wonderful Jesus. Oh, God, I have a roof over my head. Wonderful. Standing out in the rain. Wonderful, beautiful Jesus. Oh, how beautiful you are, Jesus. To me, just knowing that I am not alone, that whatever and wherever I go, you are there with me. So therefore, Jesus, you are beautiful to me. Oh, God, come on, let's read the book. I'm so happy that I can get excited over the word of God. And I'm not yelling, I'm not shouting, I'm just merely raising my voice because the word just begins to move you on the inside. It's like waves on the inside that began to move throughout your body, and you just feel good down in your sanctified soul. So therefore, if I can go to a basketball game and my player makes his point and I can holler for him, I ought to be able to esteem Jesus because he is my favorite man on the team. Oh, God, I love you tonight. Thank you. Come on, somebody tell the Lord thank you, because this is real church here. We're not playing church. Let's read that again. It says, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. The chastisement of our peace. God could have chastised us all. He could have made us all suffer for the sin of Adam and Eve in the garden. But he said, no, 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 no. There's a remnant. And a remedy. My son is going to fix things. Oh, Lord. Come on, let's read the book. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, Jesus. And with his stripes, we are healed. Aren't you glad to know that you have a Jesus that can heal you. See, we think of being healed is only if you have got an ailment, a condition, a medical condition. But don't you know that there are so many things that Jesus needs to heal us from? The biggest thing he needs to heal most of us from is our past. And if he heals us of that, a lot of these little small illnesses that we have will vanish. Because a lot of your illness is brought on by stress, brought on by how they treated you when I was 6 years old and how my uncle raped me and how my auntie stood there and didn't do anything about it. I'm not talking about me. I'm just using this because my uncle did not rape me. Praise God. Hallelujah. But many of you have that cry story, and it has bound you. Even though you came unto Jesus and you accepted him and he became alive within your soul, you're still bound by it because the enemy keep bringing it up and you won't release it. My pastor was teaching us last night that we are limited because we put limits on our own self because we won't let this stuff go. You're 75 years old and you're still holding on to what grandma did to you, what daddy said to you, how you was treated, and you're robbing yourself of enjoying a full and beautiful life through Christ Jesus. Oh, let it die so that you can be resurrected in Jesus' name. I tell you, I'm enjoying this on tonight. Dr. Scott, if it's possible, could you please pull me up a song, because I'm going to take a little break here, because it's an Easter service, and I want my people to hear singing and teaching and just glorify God for what he did. He allowed his son to go to Calvary for us, and it hurt God to see the sin. His son was sinless.
Thank you.
That was the New Jersey Mass Choir, Oh, the Blood of Jesus. And now, the Bolton Brothers, I Know It Was the Blood.
Get ready to receive this blessing. These are my friends. Please welcome the Bolton Brothers.
Come on, put those hands together. I know it was the blood.
Take the blood out of a man's body, he is no more.
but it was the blood of Jesus that makes the difference for us. I'm going to read this to you, and then I'm going to open up the line. Dr. Scott has informed me while the music was playing that some of you have pressed the 1, and he said we have South Carolina on the line, and we have Pennsylvania, we have Florida, we have Delaware. And I think there was another state that he told me that's on the line. So if you want prayer or you just want to say hello, God bless you, Glory United Ministry, keep on keeping on. Just do as you have. Please, I do want Dr. Scott to allow a few moments to play the last time that we were on that. We got a call from South Carolina. Sister Rita had told me that she was so encouraged by the Wednesday night service, and she does listen to some of the Thursday morning services. We're on every Thursday morning of each week at 10 a.m. So if you're not doing anything, just put the phone on speaker and just let the Word of God just saturate your walls so that it will drive Satan out. A lot of times the devil can hang out in our places because we don't bring enough Jesus in the atmosphere. Many times I have to myself, and I'm preaching the Word of God, I have to just go and get my songs out and just let them bless me, or I sing myself and I sing myself happy, and those that's in my presence, they get happy right along with me. So a lot of times we've got so much coming into our house. I know you say that goes away from Easter. The devil is a liar. I'm talking about Jesus who has risen. And because he has risen, we're able to be conquerors. We're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We can shake the devil off in the name of Jesus. We can shake the devil off. We can get the devil out of our way. Yeah, the Bible says we can get the devil out of our way because after that the Holy Ghost have come upon you, you shall have power. Well, you couldn't have gotten the Holy Ghost until Jesus went to the cross. And he said, I'm going away and I will leave you a comforter, and he will guide you, lead you into all truth. So I'm not going away from Easter. In fact, I'm pumping Easter up. I know it was the blood for me, but do you know you got a weapon? Your weapon is Jesus. There's no devil in hell that can come up against Jesus and win. Oh, he'll come up, but he can't win. So therefore, spirits come into our houses, our physical houses, our natural houses, our wooden houses, our aluminum houses, our brick houses, they're coming through the television. What you watch on that TV, those spirits get all into your curtains, and then they cause havoc. But the more Jesus that you allow to come in, the more the sun will shine. And I'm not talking about the sun that's up in the sky. I'm talking about the S-O-N, sun, the Son of Jesus Christ. Yes, do we Christians have obstacles? Do we have trials and tribulations? Yes, we do, because we're human, and those things came from sin. Trials, tribulation, trouble came from sin. But we have a hope that we know that God is going to bring us out. That's the difference. When you know that you got help, you don't have to fear. You don't have to worry. You don't have to fret. The Lord our God has never failed you yet. So stop bringing so much stuff in off the television, even though it looks innocent. But the enemy comes into our homes that way and just sits and just cause a ruckus. But start turning your radio on. Some of you, I know in South Carolina and Florida, you got Christian radio stations that play good music. And when I was at my niece's house there in Hollywood, I put that radio on, and I had church in the room. Those people was preaching the gospel. It changes the atmosphere in your life and in your household. So keep Easter alive. Keep Jesus arised up in you, in your house. Don't let the devil live in your house 24/7. Run him out with the blood of Jesus. Run him out with the word of God. He got to flee. The Bible said resist the devil and he will flee. Not entertain the devil. It said resist him. And he had to go. Getting back to the point that I was trying to make, Sister Rita called and she, I'm telling you, she made my heart because I felt like, well, what is the purpose of coming on once a month? Who's listening? But Sister Rita punched the one that night, and she didn't want any prayer. All she wanted to say was, I'm enjoying you. I'm enjoying you. I really enjoy you, and I look forward to listening to you. And I know she can't be on every time, but the time that she's on, I thank God for her. I thank God for Sister Tara when she's able to get on. I thank God when Dr. Scott called these numbers off of me, some of the numbers I know. The Florida number I'm not aware of tonight, but whoever you are from Florida, if you're my cousin Sharon, God bless you. I love you. Whoever you are from Pennsylvania, may the peace of God be with you. But getting back to Sister Rita requested. She said, the next time, would y'all please play my song? Just a little more Jesus. So we're going to play that song, Little More Jesus. Dr. Scott's going to let me know when he have it up and ready to go, and we're going to play that song, Dr. Scott. In fact, we're going to play that just before we open up the line for prayer. A little more Jesus, because when we ask for prayer, we're asking for a little more Jesus to help us along the way. And while I'm thinking about it, in February, Sister Rita also had a birthday. We'd like to wish from Glory United Ministries a happy belated birthday. Also, Sister Tara had a birthday last month in March, and we'd like to wish her too a happy birthday. So for anyone that was born in the month of January, February, and March, we do wish you a blessed and prosperous new year, and we thank God for your life, health, and strength. Now let's read the word of God. Thank you all for bearing with me. I changed the time from 8:30 to 7:30 because many of you had a television program that you wanted to watch. So you know what? I have enough Jesus in me to let you watch what you want to watch and come on early enough so that you could get a little bit of Jesus. And I hope that you don't be comfortable getting too much of that other stuff. Oh, bless you,
man. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. When we're ready, we will open up the line. Let's just read this scripture here out of Romans. And this is my last scripture for tonight, unless the Lord say otherwise. Romans, the 6th chapter, and starting at the first verse, it says, what shall we say then? They're asking a question. Shall we continue in sin? I want to ask you a question tonight. I'm full of questions. What shall we say? Jesus has died for our sin, and he rose, and he went back to be with his Father. So should we continue in sin and ignore the fact that Jesus died for our sins? Should we continue in sin, knowing that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life? Should we continue in sin? That was a question put. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? A lot of times we want the grace of God, but we don't want God. I want to continue to sin and do my own thing and then say, but God's grace is sufficient and his power is made strength in my weakness. What shall we say then? Shall we continue to do our own thing? Shall we continue to crucify Jesus afresh? Because every time we sin, the scripture declares in the book of Hebrews that we crucify Christ again and again. Every time we sin, we crucify him again. But we don't focus on that. Is he'll forgive you. But you see, you cannot deliberately sin. You are contemplating. You are focusing in your mind. You're purposing in your mind to sin. So what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin? Well, may I answer that for you? No. Don't continue in sin. Don't rely on grace. What if God's grace run out for you? His grace or his mercy? My brother Michael preached a sermon, and he preached about God's mercy endures forever. And he said, but does it endure forever concerning you? Does it run out for you? Will God get tired of waiting for you? Will God get tired of giving you chance after chance after chance after chance? Will his mercy run out for you? But his grace and his mercy endureth forever. Don't keep taking that chance. You may not have the time to say, Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, forgive me. Get right, stay right, do right, be right. Let's read the word of God. I'm excited. You all know that. Let's go down here to the 9th verse of that same 6th chapter of Romans, the book of Romans, R-O-M-A-N-S. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death have no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth to God. Likewise. See, now it's talking to you. Likewise, it's talking to me. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's go down to verse 18, and I'm closing. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. Being ye made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. Sin had separated you from being right with God. You was not right with God because sin separates man from God. Oh, yes, the sun shines and the rain comes, the snow falls, the wind blows, but you can still be separated from God. Why? Through sin. But being free by accepting the death of Jesus Christ and being crucified through him, being baptized. It's important to be baptized because you're showing the Lord's death, that he went down and he came up again. That's what baptism is about. It's not the church that you're going to. Oh, I was baptized at Church of the Living Water. I was baptized of Church of Watermelon Seed. I was baptized of Christian Christ Pumpkin Seed. No, 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 no. It's not. I'm Pentecostal. I'm Baptist. I'm Methodist. I'm Episcopalian. I ain't nothing. I just like Jesus. Whatever. When you become baptized, submerged down in that water, you are going down like Jesus went down. Oh, my God. And when the preacher bring you up, that means that you went down a death of sin and you came up to life. You came up to righteousness through Jesus Christ. That's what Easter represents, that he died and he rose again just for you and me, and I'm so glad that he did. God bless you. May you all have a very happy Easter. May God let his light continue to shine on you And may he bless your household, your children, and your children's children, your husbands, and even some of your handmaidens, if that be so today. But to God be the glory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. I need just a little more Jesus, and we'll open up your prayer request. God bless you, saints.
Caller 3742, your line is open.
Hello.
Go ahead and speak.
Hello.
Speak up.
I would like some prayer. Hello.
Yes. All right. Let's make sure the pastor's line is open. Pastor, your line
Hello?
Is open. You have a prayer request.
Yes.
Go ahead, Pastor.
The young man would like prayer for any specific reason you want prayer for?
Yes.
Okay. Could you tell me?
My sister.
For your sister? And what is your sister's name?
Jasmine.
Okay. All right. Any prayer for yourself or just for your sister?
Yeah, I want to pray for Tyquan Grant.
Okay. All right. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. You're the giver of every good and perfect gift. And Lord, we thank you right now for life, health, and strength. We thank you for being yet in the land of the living. Now, God, as we are beseeching you upon your throne, I'm bringing Jasmine and Tyquan Grant before you, God. I ask that you would do what needs to be done in their lives. I ask that you would touch their minds, their bodies, and their soul. God, I ask that you would touch the baby and give her the peace that she needs. God, touch every fiber of her being. God, touch the little airways. Touch her nostrils and touch her lungs, oh God, her kidneys. And God, touch her organs, each one of them, her eyes, her hands, her feet, her legs. God, just saturate her with your love and your power and your healing virtue. Let it go down into the baby's loins and raise her up to be great and mighty in your kingdom. Oh, God, let her start preaching the gospel at an early age, for she comes from a background of preachers. Now, God, allow her to come forward with your word, even in her school years, God, while she's in kindergarten. Let her be a witness unto you. Lord, we will give your name the glory and the honor, and we thank you for little Jasmine right now, God. We thank you for bringing her into the world. We thank you, God, that you are walking with her and talking with her and keeping her. Now, God, we ask for a special prayer for Tyquan Grant. God, we thank you for his life. We thank you, God, that he found it not robbery to call out and ask for prayer for his sister and for himself. God, we want you to bless him in his ever endeavor, his schoolwork, whatever he needs your help in, God. Help him to be who you intended for him to be. God, you have kept his life thus far. God, when we thought that we were going to lose him, you said we would not lose him. And God, you have allowed him to live to see a double digit in his life. And Lord, we thank you for protecting him. God, help him to be still and to be quiet and to listen. God, give him A's and B's in his homework. Give him a mind to be smart, that you have released the smartness unto him. And God, and while I'm praying for him, be mindful of his father. God, I ask that you would protect him and keep him as the apple of your eye. I want you to rebuke the hand of the enemy off of his life, God. Give him a turn around. Turn his life around. Let him come unto you. He knows about you, God. He's heard your name many times. Now, God, you be with him. Talk to him in the middle of the night. Let him come crying, what must I do to be saved? And while I'm praying for them, God, let it go through the household. Bless his grandmother. That's my sister, Sister Jackie Grant. God, grant her the desires of her heart. God, touch her body wherever she's aching at, whatever's going on in her life. God, I ask you to fix it. My brother-in-law, Big George, God bless him. God, you made him and you know all about him. Touch his leg, God, for he is not feeling well and he's not talking about it. God, do what you need to do in his life. You said it is your will that none should perish, but all should come to repentance. God, you can save even him, because your word asked the question, did you die for the elect or did you die for us all? And God, you died for us all. There is hope. The book of Proverbs says there's hope for a living dog better than a dead lion. God, these people have life tonight. You can save them. You can heal them. You can turn their life around. And for all of those that may be still on the call that's listening, God, do it for them too, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we bless your name and we grant this prayer unto you, God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the true and living God. Oh, God, and don't forget about the baby tonight. Janasia, God, take care of that child. Take care of her. She has no living father. But, God, you have. You are our Father. which art in heaven, and we want you to protect her. And God, you see what's going on in that situation, and I ask that you would turn it around for your glory. Oh, God, I asked you. My heart cries out to you, God, for every one of these callers that's on this line tonight. God, my life is lined up with you, and I know you told me that I could ask what I will, and it shall be done. Now, God, I ask that you would even touch my cousin Sharon in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we bless you for the miracles that you have given unto her day by day and her entire household. In Jesus' name, I end this prayer. Amen.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, an emblem of suffering and shame.
And I love. You've been listening to Glory United Ministries, Pastor Patricia Benneman. We want to thank you all for being in the call, and we genuinely wish you a happy pre-Easter and a happy Easter. And we will be on the program Easter morning at 10 o'clock. So if you're home, you're not on your way to church, you're not in church, well, come on. Pastor Benjamin will be right here.
Feel my throat. To pardon and sanctify.